I know sometimes you feel unloved or unlovable, but I want you to know that that isn't true. Maybe it's hard to take advice or encouragement from a random person on the internet, but I want you to know that I care about you. Me, Glimmer. I'm not just a random voice, I'm a person, and I think about you. I think about how lonely you might be, how discouraged you might be, how things might seem like they're never gonna get better, how you might feel like no one wants you around, or no one wants to date you. We've all been there. I've been there. Feeling alone no matter how many people were around me. Feeling unwanted, undesirable, unlovable. And I know it's cliche, and maybe it sounds cheesy, but it does get better. There are people out there who care about you. I'm one of them. And even if you haven't met the people that are meant to be in your life, you will. You'll meet people who care about you, who want to be around you, who value you for who you are. If you want love, you'll find it. It's out there. It might take some time. It does for a lot of people. But that's okay. You shouldn't settle. I know sometimes it's really hard. Especially in this culture where we're all online, and it feels like there's so many people who are ignoring you. And it's tough to see social media where all these people seem like they have the perfect lives, and people who are happy and who have the things that you don't. But everybody has trouble. Everybody feels inadequate and insecure. You're not alone. You're not alone. It's a human condition to feel like we're not enough and like everyone else is doing better than we are. And the one nice thing about that is that we can bond over that. We can all bond over that because we all feel that way. It doesn't matter if you're good looking or rich or smart or have the best job or the best house or the best car, everybody still feels inadequate. And I just want you to know that you're not. You're not inadequate. You are enough. Who you are is enough. If you want to be better, that's awesome. You can definitely do that. You can try to better yourself through education or physical fitness or being kind. Those are all great things to have as goals. But you don't have to change who you are, unless you're a terrible person, which I don't think you are. I'm talking about, like, you know, murderers. Don't be a murderer. Don't be mean to other people, unless they really, really deserve it. I'm kidding. Who you are is who you are. And maybe you're kind of nerdy, or maybe you're really quiet. Maybe you're very exuberant. That's okay. You shouldn't have to change that for anyone. There are people out there who will value you for the traits that you currently have. And those are the people that matter. You're going to be okay. And when you start feeling like you're not going to be okay, I want you to come listen to this again. And I will tell you, over and over, as often as you need to hear it, that you're going to be okay. I know it sounds ridiculous and, I guess, impossible, because I might not know you. I might not know who you are personally, or your name, or what you look like, but I do care about you. I do want you to be happy. I do want you to be okay. Anyone who's listening to this, I mean that in the most sincere and genuine way that I can mean it. I want you to be okay. And if you need help to be okay, then reach out. Call a hotline or talk to a family member. Talk to a friend. Talk to your doctor. I know it's tough to reach out for the help, especially if you're one of those people that nobody knows is struggling. And you always put on a brave face. You're always strong for the people around you. I know there's a lot of you out there like that. Sometimes it's really tough to let people in. Sometimes it's really hard to admit that you're vulnerable too. I get that. But it's important to me. It's important to me that you're okay, and if you need that help, please seek it out. I don't know if you can hear. There's a cricket, and there are also birds, and they're driving me crazy. Maybe you like to stay up as late as I do. It's 5:30 in the morning. It's really peaceful. Quiet. Because sometimes saying this stuff reminds me that it's true. I need to hear that stuff sometimes too. That it's going to be okay. And that when I feel inadequate, I'm not the only one. I hope it helped you a little bit too. I hope you have a really good day.